Well, thank God for the good singing tonight. I bless his holy name. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, there's a man that can. Huh? And I bless the Lord for that. I'm glad, thank God, this old book, praise God. Amen. It's the Word of God. It tells you about Jesus. It told me about Jesus one day. And thank God, that old preacher man, thank God, told me I had to be born again. That's right. You're going to have to be born again. They're in the kingdom of God. You can't be born again by the strength of the flesh. It's got to be by the power of God. And that's the way Jesus does. Amen. He come, thank God, with the message. The Holy Ghost come to testify him. And we know the new birth, thank God, is a supernatural act of a great God of heaven in the heart of mankind. I'm thankful for that tonight. I look in the book of Colossians. Amen. Colossians chapter number 1. And Paul here writing to the Colossians. There's a lot of, thank God, false teachings in them days. We know that there's a lot of false teaching that God could not take on a body. They didn't believe Christ literally was God in flesh. Amen. We know he was. Amen. We know he died, thank God, in a body. We know he resurrected bodily. Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm glad he become man. What love, what manner of love that God would have upon us tonight. Thank God, what great love, amen, he has to us. Amen, to become one of us. Amen, without sin, but took upon sin. Thank God, and gave himself for sin. That man could be delivered from sin. The Bible said in verse 13, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him are all things created that are in heaven and that are on in earth, and visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead in all things, that he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or whether they be things in heaven, and you who were sometimes alienated enemies in your mind, thank God, by wicked works he hath now reconciled. And so we find here that the magnification of these scriptures is upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the deity. He was God in flesh. Amen. The Bible teaches that. God was manifest in the flesh. Amen. He said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so everything about Jesus, amen, resembled the Father. He said, I and my Father are one. That's why they wanted to kill him, because he said they made himself equal with God. But Jesus, thank God, became a man. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Made himself of no reputation. Took upon him the form of a servant. Thank God, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And so we know tonight, thank God, that this is a relationship. Amen. There's so many people today, thank God, in the house of God. Amen. They go to assembly. Amen. But they don't understand that salvation's in a person. It's not, my friend, the night, thank God, in a religion. It's not in a set of rules that you keep. It's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who hath delivered us, in whom we have redemption. Redemption is a word that, thank God, that he's been bought back. He bought back the lost human race of Adam through his blood. The penalty of sin had to be paid, because Christ took upon him. Thank God, the penalty. He paid the debt, amen, that I could go free, because I was a sinner and I sinned. Thank God, God could not receive one sinner unless it be through a Savior for sin. And through and by him we have life. Amen. It's just true tonight. He shed his
blood to please the Father. He shed his blood, thank God, for the redemption of my soul. He was saved. Thank God, by his blood we are saved. Amen. His blood, thank God, was the price for sin. Amen. But not only the price to pay for sin, but was, thank God, the price to buy me back, thank God, to himself. He purses the people, thank God, through the blood. Amen. The Bible said it wasn't by the, thank God, the works of man, but by the blood of the Lamb. He said in the book of 1 Peter, he said, not by works of righteousness. And then he said, thank God, not by traditions of man, but by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. It was precious because it was the only thing that could redeem a sinner. Amen. He's the only way tonight, friend. Amen. You'll have to humble yourself under the gospel. Amen. He said here, thank God, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, who is virgin born. Thank God, took upon him a body. God gave him a body. Amen. Walked in this world. Thank God, laid down his life. Amen. Thank God, I'm thankful tonight. Then he rose again the third day according to the scripture. He bodily rose. Amen. He has power over death. Thank God tonight. Amen. We have, thank God, not to fear death tonight. Amen. Listen, friend. Thank God, death is coming to all of us unless the Lord comes. Amen. And takes us out of here. But thank God, but I'm telling you this. Amen. Death has not dominion over us. Christ rose again to give us dominion. Thank God. Amen. Sin should not have dominion over us. Amen. We've been delivered from sin, brother. And he came in the world to save his people from their sin. And death has no dominion over us as the people of God. That we, my friend, tonight, thank God, have a victory. Now, what do you think Paul said? Thank God. Thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, brethren, listen. Thank God tonight, we don't have to fear. Amen. We have nothing to fear as a child of God. Amen. We're in the hand of God. Amen. Our life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. We don't have to fear tonight. Thank God, he gave us not the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. I know he said that to the preacher, but also to the saint of God, that they can live with confidence. For if our heart condemn us not, we have confidence toward God tonight, that we know, thank God, all things are of God. The Bible said, amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And therefore, the night a man has been born again. Thank God, the night he met the man she sung about. Amen. He became new. Amen. Jesus Christ come within a man. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, thank God, in Christ in him, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You say, preacher, what comes new in a man? When he get saved, new life. Amen. Thank God, he don't have no past life. We know no man after the flesh tonight. Amen. Thank God, we know him, thank God, by the Spirit. Amen. My eyes has never seen the Lord. Amen. Thank God, one day I will, but I hadn't yet. Amen. But I have seen him by faith. I've seen him through the faith of the Son of God. I've seen him through the declaration of the gospel. I've seen him through the revelation of the Holy Ghost. I've seen him, thank God, in a saint's life. I've seen him, thank God, my friend. Amen. That changed my life. Amen. Thank God, he made me a new man. He put the past behind me and gave me a future. Amen. He gave me new desires. Thank God. Amen. Listen tonight. Thank God. Amen. I don't love the things I used to love. Amen. Thank God, when he saved me, he gave me a love for the Word of God. Amen. The read it and get something from it. Amen. He gave me the Holy Ghost to teach me. Amen. He made me new on the inside. Amen. This old man, outward man's decaying. It's dying every day, but the inward man's renewed day by day. We have fellowship upon the grounds. Thank God that we know him. Amen. John said our fellowship is with him. He said we handled him, the word of life. He said, thank God, we handled him. We saw him. And we handled him. Amen. Thank God he is testifying. Amen. And John, thank God in them days when there's denying the bodily resurrection. Amen. When there's denying he was, thank God, God in flesh and already ascended up into heaven. Thank God seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And brother, tonight, thank God he's saying, he said, we've seen him, we've handled him, we've touched him. Amen. We know who he is. Amen. We heard his voice. Thank God, Peter said, I heard his voice. Thank God on the mount that day, but he said, we have a more, thank God, a pure prophecy. Amen. What he gave us in this book, amen, is a sure prophecy. It can't change. It don't change. He don't change. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's a good thing to know. Thank God that my hope is in an unchangeable God. He don't change his way to the Father. There's one way to God tonight. It ain't water baptism. It ain't catechism. Amen. It ain't being a good person. It ain't joining the church. Amen. It ain't repeating a prayer. It's through the person of Christ. For Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. I remember the day, thank God, he opened my eyes. Amen. Brought me to a saving knowledge of Christ Jesus. Amen. I didn't know all about it, but I knew, thank God, light came in. I knew, thank God, I'd been born again. I knew, thank God, that he made me inside out a new man. I know, thank God, he gave me a desire for him. He gave me a love for him. I tell tonight, when she was singing about him, thank God, thank God, amen, that was a flowing in my soul. Amen. He said, out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. Friend, tonight, thank God, if you're saved, you'll have that in you. Amen. I do not think you can sit on a church pew and hear that kind of singing. Amen. And hear about Jesus from the pulpit and it not get in your spirit and not cause you to rejoice and be full. Amen. He said, these things I write unto you that your joy may be full. Thank God, John said, amen, I want your joy full. Amen. Them people, amen, in that day weren't walking in the light. They didn't know the light. He said, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. That means if you're in the light, you will fellowship with the church body. Amen. If you're walking in the light, amen, the brethren, the body of Christ, this is a local body. It says in God, he's the head of the body, the church. Who is the church tonight? It surely ain't the building. Amen. I'm glad we got a place, but the building's not the church. We don't go to church. We are the church. The church is the born again called out people. God says, you look at the definition, it's ecclesia, it's an assembly of believers that meet in one location. Amen. Then listen, it is a community of believers. Thank God you're a believer and I'm sure the church. Amen. But we're not members of a universal church, even though we can be far as the church's localities. Thank God all over the world, that's bodies of believers. That's church people. Amen. But thank God I'm assembled with a local church. He give the pastor to a local church. He give teachers to a local church. He give people like the sister that sung tonight to the local church. Everything is to glorify the Father and edify the body. Amen. Everything's about him, for him. He said here, thank God, he is before all things. Amen. He said here, thank God, by him are all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created by him and for him. Everything's about him tonight. It ain't about the Baptist. It ain't about the Methodist. It ain't about me and you, even though we're part of it. Everything's about him tonight. I want to say thank God, as she says, he's altogether lovely. Amen. There's nobody like him tonight. Thank God. There's nobody nobody can do what he can do. Nobody can bless like he can bless. Thank God. He said, reach out and fill me. Thank God. Even Paul said he ain't far from you. Amen. Hallelujah to God tonight. Everything's about him. In him all things consist tonight. Amen. That word means right there, all things, thank God, are held together by him. Amen. I can't hold this thing together. I can't hold myself together. But I'm glad, thank God, tonight everything is in him, by him, and for him. Amen. It ain't about us. I tell you, we live in a day. Everybody's walking their own way. It shows me right there they are mature or they're lost without God. Amen. Brother, listen. When I went to the assembly after I got saved, I wanted that man to preach about Jesus. I wanted to hear somebody sing about Jesus. I want somebody to testify about Jesus. Amen. I wanted to fellowship in Jesus. Amen. He said, touch him. Amen. You can feel him. Thank God. Amen. After the resurrection, they touched him. Amen. They handled him. Thank God. The Emmaus disciples said, no man spake like this man. Oh, did our heart burn within us when he opened the scripture us by the way? What a Savior tonight. I'm telling you, he's worthy above all. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Hallelujah to him. I tell you, ought to bless him tonight. Thank God, you ought to lift your hands up and give him praise. In everything, give thanks. It's to him, not us. Thank God, give thanks to him. Everything flows from him. Everything. If the church is going to go forward, they're going to have to get in with him. Amen. That's right, too many religions today. Too many, my friend, in this night. Amen, seeking their own self. It pleased the Father in him. Should all fullness dwell when you've seen him. You saw the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen, everything's in him. Amen. Thank God, my life is hid with him. Everything tonight, I'm telling you, ain't nobody like him. Amen. There's nobody perfect like him. There's nobody loving like him. There's nobody, thank God, like Jesus. She sung the song tonight. Thank God, I'm glad. Amen. Praise his name. I know a man that can. I know a man that has. I know a man, thank God, in my soul tonight. Thank God. Hey, he's greater than all tonight. Amen. Even John the Baptist said he's greater. Amen. He's greater. Amen. That's right. Thank God. He said over there, he said, I'm not even worthy to get down and loose his shoes. I'm not worthy to do that. But he said, there's one come mightier. Amen. Who, thank God, I'm shoes. I'm not worthy to loose. Amen. Thank God, who'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You better have somebody greater than you are because you're a sinner. Amen. Amen. Thank God, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. He said over there, thank God. He said, thank God. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Thank God, I've given them eternal life, and they shall never perish. I neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Notice, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Let me tell you this, mine, my Father are one. Hey, we're one. Thank God. Amen, brother. Listen. Amen. He gave us to the Father gave us to Christ. Amen. The Bible says that my Father, which gave them me, were a gift. Amen, friend, from God. Amen. Christ is the gift giver. He said it's the gift to God. Not works that any man should boast. I'm telling you, we're royal people tonight. We're living a family of the living God. Nobody can conquer us. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us. We made peace through the blood of his cross. Thank God, everything he done was sufficient. Everything he does is sufficient. Hey, friend and I, he can heal. Thank God, a broken body. He can heal a broken heart. Amen. He can, thank God, take away sin once and for all, young man. He's just speaking to you tonight. Amen. Get on your knees and cry out to him. Thank God, sinner, beg him. A sinner, go to him. A young people, people tonight to listen. And God, cry out to him. Sir, tonight, amen, you're lost without God. And you need him tonight. Amen, you went your own way long enough. You pray a little prayer, but you don't mean nothing. Amen, man, tonight, you're deceived without God. Amen, you listen. You need Jesus tonight. Amen, he'll change your life. Amen, friend, he ain't going to be an in and out God. He's a God all the way. He's our constant. He's everything. He's our assurance. There's none like him tonight, amen. Thank God, I don't know how else to say it. And I'll tell you this tonight, praise God. There ain't nobody in my life and ever been in my life and there'll never be like Jesus, amen. Amen, amen. He's the thrill of my soul. He's the joy of my heart. He's the peace I have within. Amen. It ain't me, it's him. And him, and thank God tonight. Amen, friend, I'm telling you this. If I abide in him, he said, that's what you will. And it shall be done unto you. Amen. A Colossian writer was writing all about Jesus here. He is letting them know, thank God, who he was. Amen. Giving them a foundation of assurance. Thank God in the living God. An express image of God. The Bible said in Hebrews, he's the express image of God. Thank God by the word of his power. The heavens were made. Everything was made by him. Amen. The old songwriter said he created the womb that gave him birth. Amen. Thank God he created a tree that he hung on. Thank God he created what it took to build a tomb for him to lay in. Amen. But he came in the world without nothing. Amen. But us, he come the bad, thank God, as that song says, amen to God, he didn't buy nothing but me, he had, thank God, a manger, he didn't buy that, thank God, he took a boy's lunch and fed 5,000, thank God, my friend, amen, he had a tomb was barred, amen to God, friend, he barred an ass that ride in Jerusalem on, everything was, thank God, the only thing he bought in this world, amen, on the cross was the believer, amen. Thank God for that. Praise God, son. Amen. Church, thank God I'll never be a dead place. I'll be a place that the life of God's in, son. Amen. Praise God. Hey, worship them fellas' feet. Amen. Amen to God. I want Sister Parker to come back tonight and sing. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. And let her sing that song. Thank God. I rejoice the fact that I saw Jesus. I want to preach Jesus tonight. Thank God. Philip preached Jesus to the eunuch. Amen. Down the desert Gaza. Praise God. Amen. Do you know him tonight? Or can I ask you this? Does he know you? Jesus know you tonight, sir, son, young lady, ma'am. Does Jesus know you? Do you have a confirmation in your heart that he saved your soul and took away your sin and he knows you tonight? If you don't know that, praise God, I'd find a place to pray and call on him while he's near. Amen. Sister Parker, come sing.